Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Chal Chaf Aleph Siman Yadalad. Kishamer Ukshartem or Ukshartom Yimashvish Betvilin. Whether in the first paragraph or the second paragraph, a person should touch the Tvilin. The Chol Emes Shenizker Betvilin Sarach Lamashvish Behem. Because whenever you remember that you're wearing Tvilin, person has a Chiyev to be Mashvish Behem. So that Allah we had back in Hilchos Tvilin. That a person who's wearing tefillin throughout the day has a responsibility, as he's wearing tefillin, to not be maseich das from the tefillin and be aware that he's wearing the tefillin. And he does that by when the moment he remembers he's wearing tefillin, he touches the tefillin as a reminder to sort of emphasize and strengthen his awareness of his wearing of tefillin. So the Chayyarim takes this halacha, which is brought down, that your person should touch the tefillin during Shema, back to that halacha, because obviously when you're saying the words of putting on tefillin, you're being aware of your tefillin. So if you're being aware of your tefillin, you have a halacha that you're supposed to be mamashmesh to strengthen that awareness. So I see that Rabbi Yamin Zilber Zatzal in his Sefer Beis Baruch on the Chayodim says if that's the pshat, according to this explanation, this would be true when a person is repeating Shema as he's wearing tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam. So he should do Mishmash as well at that point in time. Or if a person already was Yotze Kriya Shema, he said Kriya Shema early and he's saying it again, so he would still be required to be Mamashmish in the tefillin. And really, he says, even when a person would be learning Chumash, and he's learning, if he's wearing tefillin, when he's reading the Parsha of Shema, is he being Ma'avir Sedra or is learning that Parsha in Chumash, he should do mishmash in the tefillin because he's aware of his tefillin by virtue of the fact that he's wearing tefillin at that time and he's reading about tefillin and he's aware of his tefillin. So Chazal said that you have a chiyuv of mishmash. I do not see anybody else who says this, but the points that he's saying seem to be correct. It would be logical that that is correct, that the chiyuv of mishmash is tied into that halacha whenever you're zayicher, and that was it. He's understanding, as we say it in Shema, the logic would dictate that would apply in other scenarios where a person would be reading about the tefillin. And this is true both in the first and second paragraph. Okay. Bein parsha rishana l'shniya yafsik ma'at. Simon Tesvav. Bein Parsha Rishana the Shniya Yafsik Mahat. Yechavan the Kabbalah love all mitzvahs, Shema Unshim. So a person should pause between the first and second paragraph and have in mind to be Makabal himself all mitzvahs. And all mitzvahs is referring to specifically the Unshim. Now the Gemara says in the second paragraph it has in it the all mitzvahs. The Gemara does not say exactly what that means, that it has all mitzvahs. And the question obviously is, it talks about in the first paragraph about doing mitzvahs as well. So the Chayyarim explains that what the second paragraph is adding, which we don't have in the first paragraph, is that the Baruch Hashem punishes if we don't do the mitzvahs. So the all is it's something which a person must do. So that's much clearer in the second paragraph than it is in the first paragraph. We could mistakenly think in the first paragraph that these are things that if you want to do, you can do. If you don't want to do, you don't have to do. It's a nice thing to do. But it's something which is an oh, which you must do. That's not clear in the first paragraph. However, it is clear in the second paragraph because it says over here, Einship, that if we don't do these mitzvahs, the Rosh will give bring Einship and Klai Yisrael. So that's why the Chayyarim explains that he should have in mind him a Kabbalah love all mitzvahs, Shehem Ha'inshim. Referring to specifically the punishment that the Rosh gives for not doing the mitzvahs. Between the second paragraph and the third paragraph, Yafsik Ma'at, the person should pause slightly. So we read the third paragraph of Shema as a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's a mitzvah that a person has to do by day and by night to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we are fulfilling that mitzvah by saying the third paragraph. We should have in mind, like every time you do a mitzvah, you should have in mind Mitzvah Sichus Kavana, you should have in mind that's why you're doing it. If a person did not have in mind at the beginning of the paragraph, a person could have in mind before the last pasuk that Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeisi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. There we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in that paragraph, so right before that pasuk, at the end of the paragraph, a person could have in mind that he's saying this pasuk as a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, the Chayyotim is suggesting that the appropriate time is not to wait till the end of the paragraph, right before the last pasuk, but to have the whole paragraph in mind. That the reason why we're reading about Yetzias Mitzrayim is Zeichat Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we wear tzitzis as a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's understand why we're wearing tzitzis. So tzitzis remind us of all the mitzvahs, which we do because the Rosh said he took us out of Mitzrayim and he wants us to undertake to do his mitzvahs. That's really the thought of the whole paragraph. So we want to pause before we get into the paragraph and say that Zeichat Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, the last point, we will leave Bez Hashem for tomorrow. Have a good day.